For nearly 15 years, we at the Corporate Council on Africa have focused our work on showcasing the numerous business opportunities that exist in Africa for the American private sector. At times, we have seemingly been a lone voice that has proclaimed rapidly growing stock markets, abundant natural and human resources, and double-digit returns on investment in Africa's emerging markets. Today, we emphasize another equally profitable sector, namely agribusiness, in our portfolio. That's not to say that the Corporate Council on Africa has just discovered agribusiness in Africa. To the contrary, many of our members, including the World Cocoa Foundation, represented here by its president and Corporate Council on Africa board member, Bill Guyton, and the Schaefer Global Group out of Louisiana, represented by one of the council's founders, Dr. Mima Nedeljkovic, have long been bullish on African agribusiness. Midwest companies such as Monsanto, ADM, Caterpillar, and Cargill have been members of CCA throughout its 15-year life. We're currently witnessing, however, a convergence of forces as well as facing new challenges. These forces are capturing headlines on a daily basis with keywords and catchphrases like world food crises, biofuels, and new global competition. Collectively, this means that there's never been a more opportune and I would say or more important time for American agribusiness investors now to look closely, really closely, at Africa. And so today we turn our attention to agribusiness. Not only does the agribusiness sector have an opportunity to grow its own businesses, the sector has an opportunity to solve one of the world's greatest challenges, as well to be an integral part in the development of and partnership with Africa. The Corporate Council on Africa is grateful that so many of you as leaders of industry, academia, and governments have come together here in Chicago to tackle the challenges of increasing American investment and trade in African agriculture. Just as agribusiness is literally the lifeblood of the U.S. economy, so it is in Africa, where many countries are increasingly seeing the sector as an anchor in their strategy to build strong economies, and where more than 80% of the population is directly and daily involved in agriculture. It's no mere coincidence that we sit only blocks away from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. I'm told now it's just the CME Group, the epicenter of American agribusiness and arguably of world agriculture. There, the agriculture commodity trading floor is bustling with transactions that impact countless lives locally, nationally, and globally. Today's record high commodity prices are the driving forces behind deepening global integration and openness in food, fuel, and financial industries. This fact means that there are more and more opportunities for investment to play a pivotal role in responding to growing demand and supplying in markets that are separated by thousands of miles. In the past, an American agribusiness, for example, was required to grow corn here and ship it to Africa. Today, advances in technology and positive changes in financial markets make it possible for that American business to grow its corn in Africa, literally at the customer's doorsteps. So never has there been a greater opportunity to affect economic change in Africa and in the United States together than through business transactions. During the course of the next day and a half, we will focus our attention on agriculture production, technology, and processing along value chains, which, broadly speaking, are the essence of agribusiness. Included among us today, as well as among members of CCA, are private equity funds that are dedicated to investing in the Africa agribusiness, as well as companies that are seeking to expand their base of business in the emerging markets of Africa. Also joining us are American, African, and multilateral agencies that are often the cornerstones of business development between the United States and Africa. Thankfully, the role of the private sector is being increasingly valued by the United States government and by Africa's regional economic communities. The push by the African Union, the organization covering all 53 nations of Africa, to finalize the comprehensive Africa Agriculture Development Program, of which I'm proud to say that CCA, through a major grant support from the USAID, is an integral player, is a prime example of increased emphasis on structured, coordinated approach to economic growth and development in Africa. It is a bridge for business to Africa. Here in the United States at this conference, federal government agencies, including the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Department of State, the Department of Commerce, the Export-Import Bank of the USA, The Overseas Private Investment Corps and the U.S. Agency for International Development are engaging with American private sector companies to build public-private partnerships in Africa. Nevertheless, we at the Corporate Council on Africa believe that more should be done by our government and by African governments to ensure that American businesses and African businesses enjoy a level playing field when competing in Africa. It is one thing to talk about public-private partnerships. It's another to actually work with one another as equals to create more stable economies in which all men and women have greater economic and social opportunity. It is uncontestable that this can be best done through the development of a broad private sector for Africa. For in Africa, agriculture is the base of that development. We look forward to working with the next administration as well as this current administration, regardless of whether it's led by the senator from Illinois or by the senator from Arizona, and with our friends in Africa to help make this happen. The United Nations recently reported that less than 3% of all foreign direct investment, which is about $300 billion worldwide, is held in agriculture and food industries. The 2008 World Development Report on Agriculture for Development provides ample evidence that investment in agriculture value chains is pivotal to poverty reduction. Where some see gloom and doom in Africa too often in this country, however, the private sector sees opportunities to improve lives. These opportunities include expanding portfolios and improving risk management, as well as something of greater importance, and that's building strong relationships between people. We at the Corporate Council on Africa hope that by week's end, all of you have a renewed or a newfound desire to build even stronger relationships with the United States and Africa. If we're truly successful, your dedication will have at its foundation myriad opportunities in African agriculture and agribusiness. We will strengthen the U.S. economy while supporting the development of a new Africa. In closing, allow me to express our deepest gratitude to the forum sponsors whose names appear in your program. You've expressed confidence in this event in a way that is without parallel. I also want to give special thanks to Neil Hartigan, Chuck Hartke, and the Corps of Volunteers from the World Trade Center, Illinois. Your support and partnership have been very helpful and was appreciated. Finally, I want to recognize and applaud Dr. Joyce Casho and her team at the Corporate Council on Africa for their dedication, attention to detail, that has brought this event from concept to reality. I join with them in wishing you all a very successful forum. Thank you. Now it is my pleasure to introduce to you the executive chairman of the CME Group, Mr. Terry Duffy. CME is a sponsor for this, and that's also a historic relationship for CCA, and we're very deeply appreciative of that. The Honorable Terry Duffy has served as Executive Chairman of the CME Group, once known as the Chicago Board of Trade, since July 2002, when CME and the Chicago Board of Trade merged to become the world's largest and most diverse exchange. And I hope all of you will get a chance to see the CME floor not too many blocks from here. It's an incredible experience. He was Vice Chairman of the Board of CME Holdings from its formation in August 2001, and the board of CME from 1998 to April 2002. He's been president of TDA Trading since 1981. Duffy currently serves on the board of directors of World Business Chicago, the board of regents of Mercy Home for Boys and Girls, the board of trustees for St. Xavier University, and is co-chair of the Mayo Clinic Greater Chicago Leadership Council. He's also a member of the Economic Club of Chicago, one of the most powerful economic clubs in America, the Executive Club of Chicago, and the President's Circle of the Chicago Council on Global Affairs.